Oh, I'm mother friggin' good at it, all right.
Yeah, we're talking about how Stav is good at shitting himself.
No, that is not what we were talking about.
Have you ever shit yourself?
I've never shit myself on mic.
Make sure you talk into the microphone.
Like that close?
All, yeah, as close as possible.
Yeah, the easiest way to do it is just put it on your chin.
Okay.
And then
get those fart fumes all up on your chin.
Guys, we have a special guest, celebrity guest.
He's referring to himself.
The gayest man alive is here. Yep. Adam Friedland,
Guinness
everyone.
Guinness Book of World Records. They came to my house.
They measured your asshole.
They measured
your diameter.
Yep.
No, it's true.
And
Kelly,
the widest.
All the way from, you're from Lancaster?
Yeah, Lancaster, PA. Yeah. And I'm also the official Photoshop provider to one-third of
That's
down.
Right, okay.
Yeah, oh, wow. I gave you my login info, and then the next day I saw your, now that's what I call sucking dick, Photoshop.
Oh, wow.
It's like, wow, this is going to some real good use.
Oh, you gave him your creative
Yeah.
I can't log in, though.
All that shit is so expensive.
All I can do is the one on my phone. For whatever reason.
Oh, we'll have to see. I don't know if maybe it got...
Are you a graphic designer?
Yeah.
Do you know if they're going to make an iPad Pro that you can use as a tablet?
I don't know. I see people talking about that, so I imagine they would.
My Wacom tablet's fucked up. And I don't know what... I've used it on different computers, but there's a jitter when I do short strokes.
Really?
It's destroyed my ability to make racist art work.
I believe in you.
No, I was doing one. It's like a big dog. I'm going to do a t-shirt where it's like a big dog and it says, I've never said the N-word.
I miss big dog shirts.
Yeah, and they're public domain now, I think.
They are
they?
If a company goes out of business.
That's not true.
Are they out of business?
There's no way that's true.
I don't know if they're out of business.
You're just guessing.
But if you haven't seen a shirt in a while, it becomes public domain.
Someone should try to revive that brand and use Stav as their spokesmodel.
Fuck yes,
this new champion thing where a champion is
Champion's fashion.
It's expensive.
Yeah,
you're an idiot if you're buying those clothes.
Yeah, I like Champions, but I get all my shit just on sale. You can still find cheap shit, but now it's they're at Urban Outfitters for $100.
Yeah. You can buy it at Target, or you could.
Yeah, they're still in the mix.
I mean, it was at Modell's. That was like this.
I'm wearing
Champion and Russell
right now, actually, motherfuckers.
Champions.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're dumb if you buy those.
No.
I mean, if you buy the expensive version.
My shit was these shorts were $7 off Amazon.
I want an Adidas bodysuit, one of those, but they only make them for girls.
That's no problem, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to start wearing the girl.
Yeah.
You just put your balls off to one side and talk to the other.
Just get the ones for big pussied ladies.
Yeah.
They make those.
That's true.
I'll do. If you're real lipped up.
Well, it's finally happened, boys. Into vacuums now.
Oh, did you get the Dyson?
I got the Dyson.
You got the Dyson!
Wow.
Hell yeah, dude.
Zero discernible difference.
Have you put your penis inside of it in any way yet?
No.
You should get a Miele vacuum. Those are better.
I already got the Dyson.
There's no way they're better.
Those are better, dude.
I already spent hundreds of dollars
on a German. They're
salute
better.
To Nick. Dyson's German, isn't it?
Dyson's
British.
British.
Does it have a ball?
No, it's the Cyclone.
Oh, that's is that the good one, the yellow one?
I got the stick one, the cordless stick one that mounts on the wall.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a gimmick.
Wait, Cyclone. What's the best one? That's the most expensive one, right?
It's the most expensive vacuum.
Yeah, hell yeah. So
I mean, that's how we got to be spending the money.
100%, brother.
You can't be fucking...
Shit, actually, should we be buying Champion after all?
Yeah, maybe we should.
Yeah,
but Champion isn't the most expensive clothes.
You're right. Fuck.
Armani only.
We gotta go to fucking Fashion Week. Do we miss Fashion Week?
No, there's a Fashion Week every month.
They do it every
month.
Every week.
Yeah.
Every
there's
week
a lot. There's a lot of Fashion Weeks.
Yo, I'm trying to wear a fucking leather duster.
Yeah.
With fucking lace, with a lace fucking tuxedo on underneath.
Yeah.
But you see my whole nuts and shit.
Well, that brand Balenciaga is now just done derelict from Zoolander.
Yeah.
It's just all homeless people clothes, but it's all thousands of
they
dollars.
Have a lot of shitty shoes too that look so ugly they're good.
Yeah, yeah. I fuck with them.
I know.
Yeah.
They have $800 even uglier Yeezys.
The triple S, Balenciaga shoes. I went to the store and they're $900.
Yes.
They weigh about 40 pounds per
sneaker.
That's
awesome.
Because they're four soles built onto each other.
Do they let you try those on or do you have to be rich to try them on?
I was taking selfies with it and they asked me to stop. Please.
What's the most expensive thing you've ever bought? Clothing
wise?
Yeah.
Maybe a suit.
Yeah, I guess a suit is my answer too.
I got to get a suit. I don't have one.
You should go to Suit Supply.
I have that one.
Dude.
Yeah, I know, because I was gonna for my cousin's wedding, but then I ended up getting that suit at Target.
But now you're trim, dude. Now you're in your suit. You're at your suit weight.
Yeah, but I could still wear that one from Target.
Yeah, but weren't you fat when you got that?
I was fat, but my measurements haven't changed that much. I look like a fat person wearing a suit that didn't fit.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Which is the best look?
You could get like a nice like mint suit.
Mint colored?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
What do you think of
huge
Nick's,
slutty boots?
Nick's new body. What do you
it
think
looks
of it?
Good. It's
you
nice.
You didn't know me fat. I think the fat one is
do you
better,
feel good?
Honest. No, I never feel good.
How's your heart?
I don't know. Actually, I haven't been checking. I feel like, you know, that's the...
It's going to be awesome when you just have a heart attack. You're like, I haven't been checking. I feel great. We just like find Nick's ass blue as hell in his apartment one day.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea. I guess I probably should check my blood pressure.
Nah, you're fine, dude.
I'll wait until this move is done.
I'm alive, dude. You're going to live.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If I'm healthy... Mm-hmm. Come on, are you guys gonna die? Really?
That's a good rule of thumb.
Do you know what I'm saying? If I'm alive, you
if
guys
you're alive,
will leave.
Literally, no one else on the planet. Yeah.
No. But you guys.
Well,
it's
funny. I remember when Brittany Murphy died. I was living with Chris Cubis, and they're like the exact same age. They were the same age, or their birthdays were close. Chris was like, "Yeah, I guess that was probably supposed to be me." I fucked that up.
Yeah, I fucking dodged the Reaper with my fucking jaw. So.
Yeah, someone else had to pay the price.
Pay the piper.
It was so funny, man. I was living with Chris. He's like, yeah, I got 10 years left. And we were like, you're probably right. You know? And he was like 30 at the time. He was 30 and I was 20 when we lived together. And I'm 29 now.
Oh, damn, one more year down. Left of Cubis.
Dude, Cubis promised he would cut his pinky off if he was still alive in 10 years. He promised me and Jake Flores that.
Perfect.
You know?
Okay. You're on blast.
Yeah. Let's go down to Austin at the
What is that? Is that a scene in Showdown in Little Tokyo? You ever see that movie?
Is that Big Trouble? No, I know. I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're thinking of Big Trouble. Showdown in Little Tokyo is Brandon Lee and Dolph Lundgren.
Nice. Yep. Never seen it.
No, but he cuts off the guy's pinky.
I think somebody cuts off their pinky in that movie.
Okay.
How do you? How?
Like what? He wraps he has to do it to like. Appease some sort of Japanese mob boss. So
of course.
He wraps his pinky in a handkerchief and then he like cuts through it with a chef's knife.
Ooh, a chef's
knife. That sounds like he could have done a magic trick, you know? He could have wrapped it up, made it look like he was missing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, like that thumb thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he was doing the thumb thing. Nick, was that what he was doing?
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of a magic show. Yeah. It wasn't a movie.
You're thinking of Mind Freak.
Yeah, it was a man.
Chris Angel.
The Yakuza completely believe in magic.
Didn't Chris Angel's child die?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I think that's what you get
for fucking with the dark arts.
That's right.
Brain cancer for your little boy.
My mother in law kissed him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, your mother in law?
Dasha's.
Mom. When are you going to get married, dude?
I don't know. I got to decide.
Am I going to be the best man?
We're going to do it in Vegas, though.
Oh my god, that's gonna rock.
Yeah.
I've never been to Vegas. I'm not going until then.
You're such a child.
It's gonna be awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. Vegas.
Dude, it will be so
slot machines.
It'll be
neon.
Dumb.
There's a fountain, I'm pretty sure. They got a New York there that's tinier.
Yeah, that's perfect for me. Less walking in that New York, you know what I mean? More manageable distances.
Their New York is wearing the Statue of Liberty is wearing a hockey jersey right now for the Vegas hockey team that's in the playoffs.
The
pretty cool
Golden Showers.
Golden Showers, yeah,
got him. It will be cool, Nick. By the way, because we're going to celebrate Adam, and it'll be stupid.
I'm not going.
Vegas.
You can Skype me in. But I'm not
going. That would be so funny if you don't go to his wedding.
No. What are you talking about?
It's just an iPad propped up. I'm eating fucking puffin' peanut butter in Adam's apartment.
You're eating my food?
You're like, what? How did you get in my apartment?
I remember the code.
You're supposed to be dog sitting, and my dog will die.
Yeah. Just replace your dog with Ernest. like a sitcom plot. He'll never know. Just Ernest covered in red paint. My dog wasn't red.
Wait. Oh, I was thinking of Clifford.
I wonder what Ernest is up to.
We can go visit him after
he's
the
gonna
show.
He's going to die, man.
Yeah, probably.
You were keeping him alive, dude.
Yeah.
He's too old. He's too old to switch apartments, man.
He looked depressed when I saw him.
Yeah.
That new place is too big for him.
You know what we should do? Put him out of his misery.
We should. We should snipe his
snipe
ass.
Snipe him, yeah, from here. Get on the roof.
Is it a little laser going? the middle of his stupid head.
You should cut his pinky off.
That's right. Or
he does. He is. He is. What is it? Polydactyl.
Ooh.
What is that?
He's got thumbs.
No.
Yeah.
How?
Certain cats have it.
Like opposable thumbs?
Yeah,
like
he can grab things. He plays video games.
Yeah, he has like a, like if you've looked at his paws, he's got thumbs.
Nick knows because Ernest used to jerk him off.
Yeah, Ernest used to jack me off.
I love
those claws.
I don't look at other men's paws. Sorry, yo.
Fellas, is it gay to look at your cat's paws?
My favorite Ernest moment was...
I'll look at another man's paws.
When a bunch of people were over and Ernest walked into the living room and Ari saw Ernest and he goes, oh, she's big. And misgender him.
How
and call
he?
Him fat at the same time.
She's a big girl.
Honestly, that hits home to me.
Yeah.
Getting
as a big girl?
As a big girl.
I saw...
As a BBW.
I was at Whole Foods next to Central Park yesterday getting some drinks before we went into Central Park. And I'm standing in line behind this guy. They start playing the Breakfast at Tiffany's song, like on the speakers at Whole Foods.
Is that Gin Blossoms? It's Deep Blue Something.
Deep Blue Something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's like, this dude's rocking out.
But he's playing... He's singing it as Andy
He's
Rooney.
Like air guitar and shit. And then...
How does the song
And then
go?
They're like, ping, attention, Whole Foods customers. And the second they interrupt the song, he just goes, fuck, finish the song. I really turned around. He got pissed off. This is so good. Finish the fucking song.
I love getting pissed at Whole Foods.
Yeah, me too.
When's the last time you got pissed at Whole Foods?
When the gay guy made a fake cake and accused Whole Foods of discriminating against
him. Did he do that?
You remember that?
No.
Yeah, it happened in Austin. Some gay guy like went home and wrote no gay people allowed on his cake and icing and then like cried and made a video and said that the Whole Foods did it. And the Whole Foods was like, "Of no, we didn't."
Yeah,
it's like,
course.
Absolutely.
We're,
no.
we're one of the gayest grocery stores.
It's like, no way that we did that.
Even if we're homophobic,
yeah,
why would we do that?
And then they had security camera footage or something that proves that the cake, you know, it's like him, there's like a window in front of the cake. You can't see it at all. It's like him looking at the cake and being like, looks pretty good.
That guy's
cool. Yeah. I love when, my favorites is like when it's an old white guy.
It'd be great if that guy pretended to be gay for years to get this scam going.
Whole Foods just wouldn't take a coupon once 15 years ago.
He's just sucking dick on camera and he's like, I hate doing this, but I'm gonna make $2 million.
Yeah, dude, there was this scandal at, I think, University of Maryland. When I was in college, some Jewish girl was like, you remember those whiteboards they had that you put on your dorm?
Oh, yeah. She drew her own swastika. I thought that was a Georgetown.
Was that a Georgetown?
A
I
Georgetown.
Knew it was somewhere in...
Or GW. Maybe it was
maybe
at GW.
It was GW.
It was GW. Because that happened a couple of times at GW.
Yeah.
There
they
was a girl...
Doing, it
what was
a
her
Jew
name?
Every time.
Yeah, it was a girl... No, I remember her name. It was... Adam something. It was the name of the Jewish girl that did that.
That's funny.
That's so true. Oh, yeah.
Don't ever do something.
I love making, I love doing false flag attacks.
My favorite is that meme that goes around with
so
the
So I guess the Whole Foods guy was a false fag.
There we go.
Ooh.
You know?
That's very nice.
When I was at Penn State for a little bit, like right after I left, there was some girl that lied about being kidnapped.
Whoa.
And then
there's
she
also
like,
all those kids there that lied,
about getting molested.
That was a big fake thing in Penn State.
But yeah,
free
she, like,
Pa.
She said it was some black death. Guy and he like pulled her in a car and then they looked at footage and she was in her dorm.
You know what? I choose
the
to
whole
believe.
Time. She just didn't
I
even leave.
It.
No, yeah, like she really didn't think it out.
That's incredible. She's like, yeah, I got kidnapped. She's in her room.
Yeah.
She didn't even go to like another room in the dorm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean like within 24 hours they were like, this never happened.
I dated this girl who had a deaf sister and she told me that one time when they were like kids, her deaf sister came home and she was like, I was raped on the way home, and her whole family was like, oh my God, what? And they were all crying. And then eventually she was like, no, I wasn't. I'm sorry. I just said it to get attention or whatever. And she told me that story is like an example of people like lying about rape, but it's like, it might have just been that she was overwhelmed by the reaction of everybody. And then she was like, oh, never mind. It didn't happen. And it's just, you know, I don't know.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's how I interpret it. I wasn't
or
there.
Maybe.
I was just listening to the story be told to me and thinking, like, oh, fuck, what if,
yeah,
you know, that's what happened.
Or maybe she. They didn't know the sign language for psych. Mm-hmm. Maybe at the end she was like, psych.
Mm-hmm.
But they
it's,
didn't
it's
know
this.
It. Yeah. We're doing a really
it's
good.
The Shaka
just
sign.
Just hang loose.
Yeah. Hang loose. Yeah. Damn.
It'd be so funny to rape somebody and then do that. The Chaka sign.
Hang loose.
God damn.
God damn. Because you know for a fact that has happened.
Oh, you, yeah. Oh, yeah. San
for
Diego.
A fact.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's Diego how you raped Hawaiian style. Yeah, yeah. Locals only, bitch. Oh, my
God. That's the worst crime in this situation.
Yeah. The San Diego rapist.
Yeah. The old San Diego style rape. A little poke bowl afterwards.
Yeah. Some girls
some
like
fish tacos.
Hit the, bitch, hit the boardwalk.
Some girl sees board shorts and just has a panic attack.
Oh, yeah.
The sound of Velcro unstrapping. It's long.
I can't
strip
listen
of
to
Velcro.
OAR. Yeah. Or I'll have a fucking flashback. Speaking of Velcro, I remembered recently as a little kid that I couldn't do my shoes for a while. I couldn't tie my shoes till pretty late. Mm. But I also had gigantic feet. So I had to rock Velcros, but they were like the old man orthopedic Ooh. Velcros. Oh, nice.
Wouldn't
so
bigger like, shoes make it easier to tie your shoes?
I just couldn't get a handle on knots.
I feel like Skechers has like fat kid shoes.
Yeah, they. But see, this we're talking 1994, oh. 95. Yeah, mm-hmm. Before the technology. That technology
was really
was
before
there.
Skechers.
Yeah, Skechers wasn't even
off.
Around.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had to just wear like those either completely white or completely black, oh, like yeah. Orthopedic big ass grandpa, uh-huh. Yeah. Like shoes from like that looked like I survived the Korean War.
Security guard, like mall security
yeah.
guard.
Yeah, I was just like a fat little 6-year-old in those fucking shoes, dude.
That's so funny that you couldn't tie your shoes until you were 13.
Yeah, well, I don't know, 7 or 8.
Girls are better at buttons and knots and like clasps and stuff.
You think so?
I've never been able to take a bra off.
Yeah, I always just I'm very just clumsily like pop a titty out. Until the girl's like, all right, you're going to ruin my bra, and then just does it.
And they cost so much money, too.
Yeah.
Which is great. I love doing
that. I like to do it quick, and then they look impressed, and then you just show them the knife. I'm like, oh, great, thanks. It was $80.
I like right. the Zorro well, sword.
$200.
Titties out of bras.
Two Z's on either tit. Yeah.
Damn, that shit is so cool.
That was supposed to be like a thing guys were embarrassed about, like not being able to take off a bra, and I like never got that. Like what girl was like, oh, I'm not going to fuck you. You're not good at like clasps.
Yeah. At that point, you're already in.
Yeah, you're like already going to see some titties.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever not fucked someone because they couldn't work the clasp?
No, I haven't really had a lot of sex, so oh, I feel
okay.
like I'm not
really?
A good person to ask.
Okay, Adam, have you ever not fucked someone?
No one's ever taken your bra.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like I've like two people,
oh,
and
damn.
One struggled and one didn't.
That's basically
oh, nice. Wow.
That's basically having never having fucked.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost worse than having not fucked.
I don't
it's
think
like
it's
less
worse.
Than zero almost.
I don't. I mean, it's like it's fun now. I don't
yeah,
know.
You
yeah.
probably
I'm
put up numbers
it.
With those.
Oh, that's
people.
Right, because you're divorced.
You were married.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you told me. I don't
I did, yeah.
You won't put your last name
no,
up
okay.
On.
Yeah, like, I mean, but I'm 23, so.
Oh, oh shit. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good age to be divorced at.
Yeah, I guess.
It's funny. It's like a fun... It's a fun... No one will ever like expect it. Then it's like,
that's
oh, by
true,
the way,
yeah, I'm sure people
I'm
don't
divorced.
Really see it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was a... Oh, my God. I was telling Dasha earlier and Adam that... like, well, he stole a lot of money from me. He like,
oh,
drained my checking account to invest in Juicero and magnetic yeah, knife yeah. racks.
Are you
yeah.
fucking kidding?
Yeah.
Juicero?
Yeah.
How, you were married to a dumbass mother, like the
and
stupidest
they had already,
person
like,
possible.
It already came out that the machine was like shit, but he was like, I'm investing. Yeah,
wait, he doubled down after
buy
they figured
the dip,
out?
Dude.
That's
buy
incredible.
Dip.
Buy when it's low, I guess. Wow. I don't know, but he was like... emailing the guy who owned the company, like begging for a job.
That's incredible.
I don't know. To me, this sounds like somebody that'll one day start a very successful podcast. I think you shouldn't shit on his dreams.
I love Juicero, dude. It was just basically like they sold bags, basically.
Yeah.
You could just squeeze the bag, and it was the same thing as that
yeah.
machine.
The machine. Yeah.
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 Damn.
That was a great Silicon Valley fail.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's wild.
I wonder if you can still buy the bags because you if you don't need the machine. Like.
Ask your ex.
I just got an Instant Pot.
Ooh.
What's that?
That's a pressure cooker.
Oh,
making,
you gonna
like,
do
rice
a little bomb?
And shit. Yeah.
Gotta check out the Boston Marathon next year.
I am.
Yeah.
Mm.
It'd be funny if that got bombed again.
It would be kind of funny. Yeah.
Every single year.
Someone would said hang loose.
Every single year until Boston decides it's not as strong as it thought it was.
Could we do it? Could we do a Boston bombing?
No,
think?
I'm gonna buy pressure cookers and bomb Adnan's way out of jail.
Oh shit, he's so fucking sexy.
He's so cute.
I want to fuck Adnan.
So are we bombing Syria now?
I mean, no,
oh yeah,
Jahar,
yeah,
not
yeah.
Adnan, Jahar.
Jahar. Who is Adnan?
Adnan was Syria.
Free him too. You
free,
know what I mean?
Oh yeah, free every.
Yeah,
prisoner.
Adnan, Dr. Nasser.
Yep.
Assad.
Free Larry.
Yeah. What's the Egyptian? What is Nasser?
Nasser used to be the president of Egypt.
Yeah, then yes.
Yeah. Well, but that was his first name, right?
No, Gamal Abdel Nasser. Yeah. Yeah.
What about Nasser Arafat?
Nasser Arafat.
That's good. That's good, dude. That does sound like what we're talking about.
That's tight. Yeah, he used to
what
get
what's
numbers.
His name? Yasser?
Yasser. Yasser.
Yeah. Yasser Lester.
Yas yeah. Queen Arafat.
Yeah. Yeah, and he used to look a lot like Ringo Starr.
Let's get a fucking fat black lady to be in charge of
that
Palestine.
That should be
Yas
the shoes
Queen
you
Arafat.
Should make for little boys like you, Arafats.
Arafat.
And they're high top, fly ass high top Velcros.
I'm
if you're too fat to tie your shoes.
First of all, I was too stupid to tie my shoes. Thank you very
not
much.
Not too fat, though.
Not too fat.
Do you know how to now? Like, could
I
you do it?
Yeah, no. Uh-huh. No, I'm so good. I get it. I would say 70% of the time, I nail
that's
it.
That's nice.
And then the other time, I just glue
you
them.
Do have huge feet.
Yeah, they're dumb like
little
Flintstone
Vienna
feet.
Sausage
yeah,
chairs,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Too.
They're very fat. They're very
hold on, I want to put mine up because I wear a size 5, so I have like really tiny
he's got
feet.
Big
oh
my
gosh.
God.
Yeah.
One of the cords is clicking.
Which one? Is it mine?
Yeah. I don't know. Just yeah, shake them out until they stop. Yeah, it's good. I think it's good now.
Yeah, it's probably mine.
Bitch.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Fucking asshole.
I need to go get new equipment.
We should get a big ass studio.
Well, like Nick has a new apartment.
In your apartment.
I got a new apartment, but I got high ceilings in there and it's echoey. Once everything's set up.
We should get 4 big-ass captain chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't have room for that.
And it doesn't matter.
I just have a huge bedroom.
No, fuck your bedroom. You're sleeping in the living room now. No. The bedroom is Cumtown headquarters.
We get
4 giant, and it's nautical themed. It's like we fucking stepped into a submarine.
Fuck, it's doing it again. Maybe your cell phone from out from underneath that.
I'm saying Starship Enterprise. We should get like Picard's chair from
cool.
Bridge.
No, I want a boat, dude.
Yeah. I want swivelly like Star Trek style chairs.
Swivel, fine, but I also want like fucking. I want that big wooden wheel.
Well, you should get a wooden steering wheel for your car,
ooh,
like a ship.
Ooh, can you do that?
Yeah.
Really?
People
I'm in.
I think if you get pulled over though, it's like. Probably not legal, but they wouldn't pull you over for that.
It's
like they tack it on.
Just well, pirate steering wheel, penis out, parrot on your penis.
That's right.
May I help you, officer?
Constantly hard so it has somewhere to fucking...
Well, they see you
first of all, I'd like to lead with Black Lives Don't Matter. I think I'll be on my way.
No, it'd be cool. It'd be cool if you got one of those, and then you got a boner, and you started steering the ship like Tommy Lee in that sex tape.
Yes,
and they'd see it. They'd be like, "Oh, like Tommy Lee in the sex tape. That's hilarious. We're gonna let you go. Good bit. That's a great bit.
Yeah, that would be a good ass bit.
Yeah, I think
I'm gonna drive my car exclusively with my penis from now on.
That was the one.
Although
of the
Tommy
things,
has a big ass.
That was one of the
dick.
Coolest things I ever saw in my formative years. Was
the Tommy Lee
the drummer
sex tape.
From
was a man's penis?
Was a man. A man's
the got his ass. Thing. Yep, it was that. I would sometimes.
I'm gonna
go.
Do it one day. I'm telling you.
I wanna. You know, honestly, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The dream is a full scale Graf Zeppelin.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Rigid airship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
With the logo of the show on the side.
Cool.
So the swastika, just like the original.
Before iTunes. God, well, the idea that we tried a swastika and they're like, no, just do jizz.
Jizz letters.
It's a swastika made out of cum.
That's smart, dude. Because if you go so far to the extreme, they're like, fine, just regular cum's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, no, it's not a swastika. It's just the cum happened to land
that
way.
How, every time I beat off, it just comes out that way. I think it's a sign.
Yeah. No, I just I would love to have the money to just. I mean that would. I feel like I would finally be happy if I had a
rigid airship.
Yeah,
it's got to be a pretty slow means of travel.
It's very slow, but it's luxurious as shit. It'd take fucking it's a couple like a of cruise. Weeks. Couple of weeks to get across the Atlantic. Go 5 miles per hour the whole way.
Yeah, very nice.
Not a single bump in the road.
No,
just float on a balloon. Easy. It's like being on a dining car. You know.
What about like wind and stuff?
You smoke cigarettes. Smoke pipes in there.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. cool.
Mm-hmm. Listen to the Victrola. Talk about this, you know, this Chamberlain guy and how he's a pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How big are the cabins in those airships?
They're pretty fucking
They're
big.
They're pretty big?
Yeah.
Wait, don't those explode easy as hell?
Only if you use hydrogen as a lifting gas instead of helium. Mm-hmm. The problem with rigid airships is that the United States had all the helium and like we weren't giving it to anyone else. So the US-based airships were all made out of helium. Ooh. And elsewhere mm-hmm. they used hydrogen as a lifting gas, and hydrogen just blows the fuck up.
Damn.
So that happened with mm-hmm.
Hindenburg. Hindenburg,
yeah. And then
you should just have a whole town. Isn't it like BioShock Infinite? They just like
they have a town. Yeah. In there. I never played that one. I got the BioShock remaster because I loved the first one, and then the second one sucked. Never played the third.
Yeah, I think you should get that airship.
I don't want a town. Yeah, I want an airship.
And you
want to
be all alone.
I want to moor it at the Empire State Building and throw pennies at the poor.
Go right through their skulls?
Yeah.
Because pennies, isn't it?
Yeah,
a penny drop it. Kill someone.
Yeah. I think that's fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's try. Terminal
velocity is what? Like 120?
I don't fucking know, man.
1 mile.
That's how Eric Clapton's son died.
Penny through the skull.
Someone threw pennies out the Empire State.
Yeah. Eric Clapton was just, he wasn't looking, he had the window open and all the change
like
fell.
Eric did a little black magic.
Chris Angel style.
Yeah. That was funny, like Paul Newman, his son died, and he's like, I guess I'm going to be really good at fucking driving cars. And then just dedicated his life to being a race car driver after his son died.
Was his son into cars or something?
No, his son died of like a drug overdose or something.
Oh, so he was like...
He was like an enthusiast, and then after his son died, he just like focused.
So he's like, something very gay happened mm-hmm. to me, so I'm going to do something awesome instead.
Race cars and salad dressing.
Yeah. My man's just chugging fucking Caesar.
Yeah.
Taking the fucking turns like a fucking... beautiful speed demon.
What a piece of ass that guy was.
Paul Newman was a sexy guy.
The hottest guy of all time.
Very sexy man.
Imagine if any of us looked that good.
Yeah. I would be unstoppable.
I would be incredible.
No, nothing good would happen if you cuz you have
I would enter rooms and just get standing ovations. Mm-mm.
No one would be interested in hanging out with you.
Even if I looked like that?
Yeah, just other gay men. I guess that's true for
Paul
you that
Newman's
would be
not
good.
Gay.
No, for you though.
If I had that look, it would make me gay.
You would be gay. Your personality plus Paul Newman's looks becomes a gay man.
I'd be flexi-sexual. I'd fuck anyone. But they'd have to be on like my level, kind of. So it'd be only a handful of people.
Well, if I look like Paul Newman, I would fuck a lot of people, no matter what they looked like.
Really?
Yep.
How about Paul Blumen? It's the Blue Man Group.
But sick. Paul sick. That's good.
There's three Paul Newmans and they're all blue.
Which cat? Blue Cassidy and the Sun.
Sundance Blue.
Blue. Same exact movie. They're just both in blue face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah, hell yeah. I've never seen that movie, but it seems pretty
Blue
good.
Blue Cassidy?
But I've seen The Sting.
It's a classic.
And the Sting rocks.
The Sting is great.
The Sting goes
I'm due for a rewatch of Miller's Crossing.
We watched that pretty recently.
The Color of Money, and then in parentheses, it's blue.
How about that weird sequel with Tom Cruise to The Color of Money?
That's the sequel.
Oh. Yeah, that's the sequel to The Hustler.
The Hustler is the first one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Scorsese.
How about that thing? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I watched it. I watched it 6 years ago when I worked at Blockbuster.
The Color of Money.
Damn, I forget that you worked at Blockbuster. Good. I feel like we would have been much better friends had I known you in the Blockbuster era.
Oh, the Blockbuster era.
It's so funny that you're a Blockbuster guy and you don't know shit about movies.
No, dude, because that's how little movies I saw that, like, while I worked at Blockbuster, I just watched, like, Goodfellas. And like shit, like I watched.
That's so funny. Someone coming up to Stav for like recommendation, and him being like, "Space Jam's pretty tight." Yeah. Also, you can't go wrong with The Lion King.
Mm. Yeah. Also, that one porno I found in my dad's
They had a porno at Blockbuster.
No, but my dad had a porno that was Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but it was like...
A porn version?
The porn version.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Have you guys ever seen Kazam? Do you remember that with Shaq?
Yeah.
That's a horrible movie.
That movie's terrible.
I watched it recently. Me and Eldis were high as
He's
shit.
He's a genie that lives in a boombox.
Do you remember what the first wish is? Junk food to the sky?
Yeah.
It really used to upset me as a kid.
Also...
I'd be like, that's such a waste of food. He's not going to be able to eat all of that.
Also, yeah, that was like because of the success of Space Jam. They're like, that's it. We're putting basketball players in movies. Even though, like, Michael Jordan in Space Jam that's like one of the worst performances
It's a perfect formula. It works every time.
Yeah, but it's a cartoon, and then there just happens to be Michael Jordan.
Yeah. That's just how good and famous Jordan was.
Damn, I don't know, Bugs. Should we get our friends' lives back? Should we try to get our friends' souls back, Bugs? I don't know. They're like, yeah, Michael, we really need your help. This means a lot to us. He's like, okay. Just reading all of his lines to camera.
Yeah. They have big cue cards.
They just cut to him. He's sitting in a chair in his uniform.
He's in his dressing room. That's like all this shitty green screening around him in a director's chair next to the craft services table. You can see a little ham and cheese roll like made it through.
When I watched Kazam, what I was shocked by was that like how much of it was just plot. Like, most of it was just setting up that kid's life is bad.
Yeah.
And it was like, I want to see, you know, Shaq do some genie shit. And Shaq was like a mentor more than anything.
Do you remember Steel?
He rapped, though.
He did rap. You got me there. I will not deny that.
Yeah, but
that.
He did, like, bad genie rap. He wasn't that good of a... I kind of like Shaq's actual rap.
Shaq's got a couple bangers that you're surprised.
Remember Juana Man?
I love
Juana Man. Juana Man is hilarious.
I watched that in theaters.
That's an objectively very funny movie.
Yeah. Have you seen Juana Man?
I feel sometimes I do this thing where I like read a Wikipedia article about a movie, and I'm like, I feel like I
you've
saw
imagined
it,
that
but
you've
maybe
seen
I just read an article about it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I would remember that
no,
one.
No, Juana Man's a good one.
Yeah, it's really good. It inspired me a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
So I start wearing.
I didn't see a lot of movies like. Growing up, my parents were extremely conservative and religious. So,
well, God
what
hates
kind
movies?
Of religious?
Just like non-denominational Christian.
Christian.
My mom's Jewish, but like she converted.
Messianic Jew. What Shonda, so you are Jewish technically.
Yeah, my dad's Korean and Native Hawaiian, and my mom's Jewish.
Whoa, that's a fun combo.
So I'm a hybrid. Yeah.
Your dad's a Behe, dude.
Yeah.
Locals only, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, your dad's a rapist. No.
but like I was like 18 and I would like even I'm trying to think of like Family Guy if that was on. My mom was like, you better turn that on.
Really?
Like,
why even have a TV?
Yeah, for Kevin Sorbo movies.
Yeah.
You ever see those Kevin Sorbo movies?
The new one? The one God's Not Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, we should watch that. I wanted to watch that in the Colton Burpo movie.
It has a real twist ending.
Oh, Kevin Sorbo's like, yeah, actually, I agree. I'm an atheist.
Wait,
now.
Dean Cain is also in that movie too, right?
Is Dean Cain religious?
I think Dean Cain and Kevin Sorbo are in that movie, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Dean Cain's in it, but I wonder if he's religious.
Well, the atheist gets hit by a car at the end.
That rocks, really.
Yeah, and like at the last minute, he converts.
Probably like Christians are always like
that rules.
Wishing bad things to happen.
I know.
To people that don't believe
Christian
in their stupid fairy tale.
Yeah,
it's like just superstition at a certain point.
That reminds me of this Tyler Perry movie. Fuck, what was it? Where
it's like somebody gets brain cancer. They're like, yes.
Yeah.
It's what they deserve.
Yeah.
What's that? For colored women?
No, there's this Tyler Perry movie where it's like, this woman is in a horrible relationship.
Is this the new one that's coming out?
No. This is like a couple years ago.
Is this Madea?
Advertising on the bus.
Woman, thou art loosed.
It was like, this woman... The plot is this woman is in a bad relationship. She starts a dream job. Her husband's not supportive. Mm-hmm. Then a famous guy like takes a shining to her. He's really nice to her. He like, you know, gets her to fall in love. She cheats on her husband, leaves him. And then as soon as she leaves him and is with the guy, he turns into like a horrible guy. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, he's cheating on her. And then it turns out he had AIDS. And he gives her AIDS. And then the movie ends with her getting a job. She's AIDS ridden. And her husband, who she left for the famous guy, and now is a successful pharmacy owner. And he has like a hot wife who loves him. And she's just like their indentured servant that works in the fucking pharmacy.
I think you're talking about Black Panther. Panther.
Yeah.
It was so funny. There is there's a new Tyler Perry movie coming out, and it's like, you know, after the success of Black Panther, like if that movie doesn't do well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you don't go, like, you're still racist, even if you saw Black Panther.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to go see the Tyler Perry movie.
To really prove you're not racist.
To prove you're not racist. Yeah.
I'm going to go to that in cosplay as well.
As who?
Black Panther. I'm going to wear Medea.
We go to the Tyler Perry opening in blackface. We're like, well, we're cosplaying.
What does Medea say? She says you're and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know.
She says you're.
No, she says
You're.
No, she.
That's her big catchphrase. Is the word "you're"?
No, she says like the word "you," but she adds an "r" at the end or something.
Yeah, that's literally your. What "you are" is.
No.
The word "you" plus an "r" at the end.
No, what I'm saying is like it's for you. It's she'll say it's for your.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her thing. You didn't explain that well the first time.
I see what you're saying now.
I don't explain a lot of things.
No, don't support Adam. That's rule number one.
I like the new dynamic.
Thanks for the clarification.
You know what the next move is? A little hibachi grill, some lawn chairs.
Fuck yes. Mm-hmm. Abso-fucking-lutely.
A little courtyard area in front of my new place.
Sit out there by the mailbox and the trash.
Yeah. It's just like a small... It's like the same thing in my old place.
Where are we going to... We need a bar. We need to do a barbecue.
Yeah,
like at a park or something.
Well, we're gonna. I mean, like when you know Max and them are done with the backyard. Like,
oh my god, that is gonna be incredible.
It's gonna look sick.
How long is that gonna take? It's getting nice.
So, like, I think it'll be ready by.
Tell him to hurry the fuck up, dude. Stav is hungry.
Stav's
hungry. He doesn't know how to tie his shoes.
I know how to tie my shoes now.
He's ready for some Oscar Myers.
Thank you very much.
Could you roast a whole lamb? Like, do you ever do that at home?
I've never done a whole lamb, but I'm very interested in doing it.
I think that'd be cool. That'd be scary too. Just someone on the streets.
Yeah.
Spit going. Yeah, do it on the front stoop.
Mm-hmm. We should do that.
How do they do that? What is that initially? A leg or whatever that weird beehive shit is? So when you get shawarma.
Oh, yeah.
What part of it? What is that? How do they make it? It's just all slices.
It's all slices and they just stack them.
Stack. Oh, I was thinking that's a leg.
But for like Eastern shit, we'll do that with a whole fucking lamb.
You know what I found out recently? Al Pastor. Is because of the Lebanese immigrants to Mexico.
Yes.
So that's why they do it shawarma style.
Yeah.
But then it's like...
You watch that Netflix taco documentary?
Yeah, I watched that taco.
Which, by the way, they stole that shit from Greek people.
Food on a spit?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, they did. That's our shit.
Well, you should write a letter or something.
I will. But Al Pastor fucking rules. Pineapples?
So pineapple and pork?
Goddamn so pineapple, good. Dude. Fuck.
Yeah. I used to... Anytime there's an Al Pastor taco option, I always go Al Pastor. Yeah,
you gotta go. Mm-hmm. Or cabeza, because it's head.
Yeah.
Head? Yeah. So you gotta eat head.
You go Al Pastor. Or tongue. Tinga de res.
What's that?
Yeah, I don't know. Tinga. Some type of red sauce.
Chicken tinga.
Yeah. Tinga de res is good.
I like tongue and head.
Yeah.
Lenguas.
And I also, and let's start talking about tacos now, guys. Yeah. Right?
Guisada. Picadillo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole world of different types of tacos out there.
I had like a pork rind taco the other day.
Pork rind?
Yeah.
Chicharrón.
Chicharrón.
That shit is so disgusting.
Is it super greasy?
It's wet pork rinds.
Yeah.
I used to go to this Mexican grocery store. They would have like the whole pig skin all slimy and shit.
It can't be slimy. It's got to be crispy. What the fuck?
No. Chicharrón's is like a wet pork rind taco.
Yeah, it's like calamari pork rind.
Yeah.
I'm back in now that you described it as calamari.
Yeah, it's like a crispier, thicker pork rind.
Ooh, that sounds great. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay.
Should we get calamari?
Yeah.
Right now?
We should get a hot dirigible. Grilled.
I love pork, but for a while I couldn't eat it because I went to
the Cumtown boys die after the invention of the barbecue. The hot, rigid airship
filled with barbecue.
My barbecue blimp was a failure.
That would be incredible, dude.
It's like a really cool way to die. But no, the pigs, they kill them by gassing them.
Oh, shit.
And it's just anywhere that because it's like the most humane way. But they were like screaming. And
it's
I was
a holocaust.
Like
it's a pig holocaust.
Yeah,
you know what the gas chamber smells like, Jake? Smells like pork rinds, Jake.
Damn, I do feel bad for... Those are the only animals
really,
I feel bad for. Because they're smart.
Yeah, they are.
They're
really
smart boys.
They're smarter than my dog.
Yeah, pigs? Oh, for sure.
Yeah, well, should we? I think they know they're alive.
Should we get a pet pig?
Yeah, that'd be sick.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
A little pink round ass motherfucker.
Those little teacup pigs.
Replace him with Ernest.
Yeah.
After you eat the pig.
Stavid Edward.
I would never eat the pig.
Stavid Charlotte.
I would love to have
name it after
in
Charlotte's
city.
Web. You don't know which character.
Spider.
I got two pigs, Charlotte and Webb.
Yeah. Wilbur. That was the name of the pig, right?
That was some good shit. Cool.
I guess I'm probably going to eat that other cookie.
Whoopie pie?
Yeah.
Yeah, help yourself.
Yeah, Kelly brought.
Oh, yeah, shouts out Kelly brought. I ate some damn shoe fly pie.
Assorted
whoopie
pies.
I didn't realize was a real thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a
little. Yeah, that's like their claim to fame.
In Lancaster?
Lancaster, PA?
Yeah, shoe fly pie. Pickled eggs, that was another one.
Pickled
but those
eggs.
Had to stay cold.
What's like the big, what's the big thing about Lancaster, besides those things?
Just the people come to like gawk at the Amish people.
Just to look at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they nice?
I don't really like them.
Yeah, hell yeah.
An Amish guy hit my car last week.
Whoa.
I just bought a new car.
And what?
Do you have insurance?
No, some of them drive. He had a tractor trailer.
Can you imagine being one of those Amish guys just smoking cigarettes and watching
like,
Mari on your iPad?
They drive and some of them have iPhones. They're,
whoa,
yeah.
I hate that. But they have,
it's like
they still
if you're
going to
do it
right.
Yeah, dumb haircuts and the hats.
They're called something else. They're not Amish. They're
Mennonites.
They're Mennonites. Yeah, there's the black
with,
hats.
With some Rumspringer dudes? Do they ever come through?
Someone asked me where they could get alcohol, but I've never seen any of them on meth.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
don't they all like do like ice and shit?
Yeah, well, they go wild, but they always go back. They all stay in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the real world sounds
Yeah, because if your options are like Amish bullshit or like rural house. Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
You're going to go
in
back
a to, meth dream.
Right, yeah. Some broken fucking post-industrial town.
Yeah.
Go hang out in Allentown and do heroin.
I bet if you were some kind of gay predator, getting some good Amish boy pussy on Rumspringa.
Turning them out.
Shout out to all of our gay predators listening. Looking for an easy way to rape somebody.
No, not
just
necessarily
head on down
rape.
To Pennsylvania.
That sounded very coded. Like, right.
Was it coded? I said
find yourself
gay
a
predator.
Nice,
I bet if you're one of those
nice,
gay
thick,
predators.
Randy Quaid, you know, kingpin boys. Gee, I don't know, mister. I don't know if I should be sucking your dick like this, mister.
Quiet, you. You want the fucking you want the menthol cigarettes or not? This is what they cost. Don't look it up.
Woody Harrelson's like, boy, you got the chance to be one of the best dick suckers there is. And you're blowing it.
Fuck, now that's a good movie.
Kingpin?
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking funny.
Kingpin fucking rules.
Yeah. They played it too much on Comedy Central, though. And it
in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was always on at like 4.
Yeah. That and Joe Dirt.
Yeah,
Joe Dirt wasn't funny, though, was it?
No.
No, mm-hmm. I don't think so.
I saw
so.
It a bunch of times, though.
You know, he fucks, apparently. David Spade is fucks a lot.
Yeah.
How is this the only fact you know about celebrities? You know, pull out that Burgess
Where are you
Meredith
getting your intel?
Fucked a lot. That's
I
not on
sources.
IMDb.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you would know that about Burgess
There's
Meredith.
A little hard dick badge on
he
IMDb.
He
kind of
looks like these, like, 2018 David Spade looks like kind of like that Rock of Love guy, kind of, right?
Bret Michaels?
Yeah.
Nah.
He's kind of got like a kind of... kind of a weird ex-rocker kind of vibe.
Yeah, I guess.
That's his style.
Yeah,
now.
Probably.
He used to be like a nerd, like when he was in like, you know, Black Sheep or whatever.
I don't think, but
or
I still
Tommy
think,
Boy.
I think he just had it in him to fuck his whole life. I don't know.
Oh, word. But now he's sort of like an Ed Hardy kind of guy.
Maybe, but I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Who is Ed Hardy? Is that a real person?
He's
or
a
is
French
just...
guy. It was a French guy.
Yeah. Edouard Aldi?
Ed Aldi?
No,
Ed Aldi?
His name was Christian Audigé.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and then Ed Hardy was his brand. And he's like, we put like
that. Yeah, what if like there was a cool detail on the lighter? You know, it's for people who ride, we can't ride motorcycle anymore because their prostate is swollen. That's who is wear our clothes. Jeans for angry retard.
They are shit resistant.
That's like, Ed Hardy is like not cool anymore ever. Like
it
anywhere.
Was never cool.
Well, it was like, it was never cool. But
the coolest clothes are the super Kmart clothes that are like,
you know, Spider-Man skateboarding in front of a bunch of blue flames. And yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
That rocks.
This spider whose body is a yin-yang symbol.
Fuck yeah. I'm all in on that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, yeah, I want to start getting more of those kind of
into
clothes.
Fashion.
Yeah, we should go to a Super K. We should find
are
one.
Are they still around? Are they open?
Kmart past your place.
They're closing down. You could probably find it at Goodwill, though. Yeah. Because everyone knows. Sure.
No, you got to go.
You got a Super K in Lancaster?
Yeah.
You got big Target? We're Target Greatland?
Yeah, we have Target.
What's it called?
Super Target.
Super Target.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I think they love Kmart over there.
That's their shit is Kmart.
They do on the weekend.
Do they have a little, do they have a fucking, wait, really?
I know people like it's just like, well, I live in Harrisburg, which is it's like a
the capital.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cosmopolitan.
Yeah,
oh, guess who knows the capital of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, why do you know the capital of Pennsylvania? Yeah.
I know all the capitals.
Arkansas, Little Rock. That's easy, fuck. Even I knew that.
Tell me. Ask me.
I'm really bad at them. Watch, ready? Scottsdale.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's probably Phoenix. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, keep going. Watch how many I can get wrong.
Massachusetts.
Springfield.
Boston.
No, it's not. It's Boston.
Washington.
Yeah, because the state house is in Boston.
Washington. Yeah. Seattle?
Washington. Oh, state?
Tacoma?
Helvetica.
Helvetica. Oregon. Portland. Fuckland.
Oregon is
Mount St. Helens.
Salem.
Mount St. Helens.
Salem,
that's it.
Oregon.
Maine. Portsmouth.
Augusta. Yeah.
Georgia.
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. All right.
Yeah, well, do all 50.
Keep going.
Don't make me.
We got enough time to do all 50.
North Dakota.
South
Pierre.
Dakota.
Huh?
Pierre. Maybe that's South Dakota.
Yeah, shut up.
Fargo.
North Dakota.
Fargo.
Bismarck and Pierre are either South Dakota, North Dakota.
Bismarck.
It's Fargo.
Bismarck was supposed to be, that was a boom town 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Buy a little bit of property in Bismarck.
Didn't they have gold or
natural
something?
Natural gas.
Yeah, natural gas.
Oh.
Fracking.
Yeah. Fucking.
Andy Haynes told me he just did comedy out in Calgary in Canada, and he said
isn't
it's
that
like
Cowboys?
Yeah, he said it's like redneck Canada, and it's like people like got pissed off at they don't like libs and like
it's
like the North Dakota of Canada.
Yeah, they got fucking cowboy. They got, you know,
their hockey team is named the Flamers.
The Flamers. The Flames.
The Fags.
No, they're Flames.
Yeah, the Flames. That's gay. Right?
So true, Adam.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Deadwood? That's the Dakotas, right?
Yeah, we love Deadwood.
Well, it's the Dakota territory, so it's not necessarily the Dakotas.
Oh, it's not?
Well,
it's a whole area of the country that was just like the Dakota territory.
Deadwood was unincorporated at the beginning of the series, and then the folks in Yankton wanted to incorporate it into the Dakotas.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Sounds like the cocksucker over here has got all the information.
I love that.
He's the cocksucker, this celestial cocksucker. I say that a lot on the show. No one talked back then.
There was one.
I think they did.
No, they didn't.
Thought it was the reason that they got away with it is they're like, yeah, this is super historically accurate.
It's not. Well, the reason they got away with it because it's HBO and people love to watch that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they were encouraging.
It is so good, though.
But the people were foul-mouthed, but they would blaspheme. So they would say things like, you know, like zounds, which nobody cares about now. But back then it was like, you know,
what?
Like
zounds is like saying,
yeah, saying gosh darn and things like that. Mm. They would blaspheme, which was like cursing now. It's like, you know, saying stuff that, you know, took the Lord's name in vain and stuff. But they weren't going around calling each other cocksucker and faggot for sure.
There was one insult on there because Shutt watches the show.
Yeah.
So they'll run it in my apartment. There's my roommate Ryan. And there was one guy who insulted another guy by being like, this man sucks cock by choice. And that is the best insult. It's like, look, we all every once in a while are forced to suck cock. Who amongst us?
My road agents. Road agents made me suck cocks and they stole my wife's jewels. I want to be a fucking road agent.
Yeah,
let's do it.
A bandit?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You can get bandanas and shit. And
we could be bandits.
Six shooters.
We could be bandits.
No, you'd fall off the horse.
Listen up. I'm Fat Boy, and this is Dollar Face.
Dollar Nose.
Yeah.
I can smell money.
I think it's over here, money. Boss.
Just at him like,
like a face to the pig. Ground.
Like a truffle pig. Yeah.
We got ourselves a nickel pig.
I love it, dude. We got
cool.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys can steal. I'll seduce, you know, the women travelers. Mm. You snort the money, and then
so you're the honeypot.
I'm the honeypot, yeah.
Yeah, getting in their petticoats.
That's right. Oh, I'm all up in them petticoats, dude.
And then I embrace my Native American blood, and I cut their scalps off.
Exactly.
You
right.
probably maybe have a little.
No, he doesn't.
Have a little engine.
He's Irish and whatever the fuck, regular ass white.
Yeah, but think about it. He's got a little trapper.
No, he does not.
No, why not, dude?
No, only people from the middle of the country are. I mean,
you should start lying about that. Like,
that's every white person's go-to lie.
What's her name? Elizabeth Warren.
And when I moved to Texas, everybody's like, "Yeah, I'm part Native American." Like, everybody's part Native American.
I doubt they are.
Yeah. Nobody on the East Coast is part Native American.
Dude, everyone, I feel like growing up in Baltimore, everyone pretended, every white person pretended. What about in Pennsylvania?
I grew up on the West Coast.
Oh, right.
Where in the West Coast? I thought you said you were from Orlando.
That's where my parents live now. Oh, but no, I lived in Hawaii and Carlsbad. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Hawaii
oh.
isn't the West Coast, though.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you had to pick, what would you
Asia.
Say?
It's Asia.
Okay. It's not Asia, it's Oceania.
I grew up in Asia.
You tell people you're Chinese. You don't lie to them. Say you're from the West Coast.
Was it weird?
Oh, I am from the West Coast.
It was fun. It
from
was nice.
Honoruru. Did you surf? Did you fucking catch the
I
big
was
wave?
Never good at it, but like I've tried.
Nice.
I go back. My dad's family still lives there.
Oh,
I
hell
go
yeah.
Do you ever see about Dog the Bounty Hunter?
No. No.
He lives there?
I've seen they have like a meth park.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can just kind of sit around and watch.
It's like an amusement park that Dog the Bounty Hunter runs, or it's like different meth rides.
Don't they call it ice? They're like, whenever Dog catches someone, he's like, "Are you on ice, brother?"
He was just at Eric Andre's birthday party.
Hell yeah.
Just wandering around. People are like, "No, that's a lookalike." I'm like, "Well, then it looks exactly like him."
It probably is him.
His wife is beautiful.
Yeah.
Her tits are
with the big ass titties.
Her tits are real small. In my opinion. Yeah. What's her name? Beth.
Bitch. That was the
That's
joke
South
on
Park.
South Park. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah. This is my wife. Bitch.
Yeah. Where's my bitch? That was a good episode.
Shouts out to South Park. Yeah. What are some other good South Park episodes?
You want to do this?
Man, bear, pig.
Classic. Mm-hmm. Oh, the one where Cartman sucks. Sucks a guy's cock because it's like, well, there's one where he puts his cock in Butter's mouth, or maybe he puts Butter's cock in his mouth. And there's another one where the sea monkey episode,
mm-hmm.
where there's a quick joke where he's like, the way you get the semen is by knocking on a man's door and sucking it through a salty tube. And it's like, Carmen sucked a man's dick is a major plot point. God damn.
A salty tube.
Good. What a good show.
What was the one where he's trying to get that pony to bite off somebody's dick and the pony's just like sucking a hot dog off?
God damn.
Yeah, that was the one where his like Radiohead told that kid he's not cool.
Yeah.
That episode's great.
I killed your parents.
Scott Tederman.
I made you eat your parents.
That was good, man. Yeah, so that's
so that's a good show if you guys want to check it out.
You guys should check out South Park.
A lot of people say the humor of this show is a lot like South Park kind of style.
Yeah, we have the same political beliefs as Matt and Trey, too. Conservative libertarians.
Yeah.
Are they conservative libertarians? I thought they just don't give a fuck.
No, I think they're fucking Republicans.
I think it's cool they did acid at the Academy Awards.
That is pretty
funny. And wore dresses.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. No, I fuck with those dudes.
Do you? You don't even know them.
Yeah, but I think they're cool.
So I made an offer to Dr. Uwe Boll.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We'll see what he says.
Hopefully he's in. Listen, I don't want to tease anything, but there's a good chance I might be in Penthouse.
Oh, yeah, you were saying
So we'll see.
With your pictures.
Yeah.
Do you have to show cock?
If I got to show cock for Penthouse, I'd consider it.
I don't know, man.
You don't think I should show cock?
What if your mom sees it?
She's seen his dick.
Yeah, my mom. If anything, my mom is definitely. Yeah, I was always hard as a baby.
His mom cleaned his penis with her mouth every day.
No, she's the cute.
He wasn't able to tie his shoes or get the remaining piss off the tip of his dick. until he was 13. So his mom would have to suck his dick and tie his shoes.
Yeah, until I was 12. Yeah. Sixth grade was really weird. I was like, Mom, hurry up and suck my dick. The bus is outside.
That's pretty cool that your mom sucked you because I had to suck her.
You had to suck my mom's.
You had to suck your mom's pussy.
I had to suck my mom's tits until ninth or tenth grade.
I still milk, sometimes.
You were breastfed. You didn't eat any other.
I still sometimes get emails.
Off the nipple. I used to throw tantrums. I want
mom.
I used to
mom,
get.
Stop being a fucking bitch.
I still get emails about that article I wrote about breastfeeding my 12-year-old.
Oh hell yeah!
People get mad. People are really.
People are mostly like intrigued. I won one time. This guy's like, to me, that's so beautiful and so like some guy
who's trying to fuck you. Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ, dude. I mean, I know this is internet parlance, but men really are horrible.
Oh, it's like, disgusting. Rack 'em, stop. Yeah. Get those men.
Men are bad. Get,
men are bad, canceled. Dude.
Yeah. I mean, a guy trying to fuck a woman who wrote an article that said. I breastfeed my 12-year-old.
Shoot your shot, dog. Mm-hmm. If that's what you're into.
Right.
I always think that those like TLC specials about moms that refuse to stop breastfeeding and then that you see like a 15-year-old boy sucking his mom's tits. Is like,
you've seen it. They're old.
That's
like,
got to be one of the, that's so funny. Every single time they do it. And you know it's coming. And mm-hmm. then she's like, all right, now.
And you see a kid with a bowl cut just sucking a titty. It's like,
yeah. It's like always like weird pale British families.
He's wearing
like,
Vans.
We're so happy our mom lets us do this. We're so happy that our mommy loves us.
And what was that one where he's like, it tastes like sweet melon juice. It's like cantaloupe with sweet melon juice.
They all have so like translucent colored skin. And
yeah,
like,
well, it's because they live off milk.
They're just milk boys.
We got a titty milk boy.
Oh, I would love to try it now.
Breast
like
milk?
What it tastes like.
Yeah, I would be interested. Yeah. Should we date? Should we find a pregnant woman?
We should find a pregnant woman. We should email
suck her.
Suck her
titties?
We should find the pregnant woman in public, follow her home, use her home address to find their email, and then email her and be like, hey, I don't want to come on too strong, but I followed you home the other day, and then I found a way to get your address, your email address from your home address, which I have memorized at this point. May I suck milk out of your breasts?
I just wanted my
to
coffee.
See if I like it.
Louis Katz, I think he used to breast milk used to be his thing. I was on a podcast with him. I did
like
Bobby's podcast
kink?
With him. Like, yeah, where he was dating a woman who was had a kid or some shit, and he used to drink. Breast milk like pretty regularly and he said
where was he getting it
from this woman that he was dating
straight from the tap
but it was chilled
fresh
and he said it tastes like fruity pebbles
non-pasteurized
milk. Yeah I've heard people say that it's like cereal milk
which that sounds awesome
damn cereal milk that bitch probably has diabetes yeah.
You think so she was black
yeah. But if you see a woman who like clearly has a newborn in
public, she was black he's just sucking black pregnant ladies tits and getting milk
he
out
was
of
dating
them
dating there yeah.
That's so funny yeah. Dude. That's not what you'd expect looking at
no,
that guy.
You would not. It used to be his thing
yeah you know my thing is I really enjoy you know sucking off black women's
it's just like, we should have him on to talk about
yeah.
sucking
yeah you know a thing that's really good yeah
I think it's like way a different part of his life now but let's dredge it back up
yeah
but you can make someone lactate just by like pretending imitating a baby,
your
cry.
Baby
or lactate how about that you know
when chocolate
it's,
milk
it's Louis. Yeah. Wow. Yeah it tastes like cereal milk
Wait, cocoa pebbles.
You just go.
Yeah,
yeah.
They've just had a baby. They'll just like start. Leaking.
Yeah, Jason Alexander did that to a woman during Celebrity Poker. She had just had a baby, and he started.
Wasn't it Jennifer Tilly?
Yeah, maybe I don't know, but I know somebody tried to Me Too him over that. They were like, "This is fucking disgusting." It's like, bitch, it's a man's world. You want to play poker?
Hey,
I'm sorry, that's not sexual
that's
assault.
That's the World Series.
That
of
is
poker.
Called being a fucking space. Athlete.
Yeah, I come whenever someone cries. Yeah,
it's on ESPN too.
That is actually a hilarious.
Yeah,
move.
I mean it's so fucking. Funny. It's so funny. I'm never gonna. I will never be mad about that. Like, that how dare you do that to a woman's body?
You're
like,
right. That
up,
is
dude.
Literally a George Costanza move.
Costanza. That is the. That's probably the coolest thing he's ever done.
Yeah. He got plugs.
Like, it wouldn't be sexual assault if you could make a man, if you had like a whistle, like you could have, and then a man's dick got hard. like a certain tone, and you were doing that, I wouldn't be like, that is rape. I'd be like, good for you to figuring out that whistle.
That would be so funny going a crowded train on like on in rush hour. And just everyone's dick gets hard.
Oh God!
You're back.
This
you're
guy, like, the whistle
then,
guy.
Yeah, and then there's just one like CD guy in the corner that's like, oh yeah, mine's also because of the whistle. But yeah, I just became hard now with the rest of you. That video, that woman calling out that fucking like black dude with the sunglasses on, the way he just sort of like points at her real quick when he realizes she's like videotaping him, he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what was he doing? Jacking off?
He's jacking off in the train.
And she let him have it.
Yeah.
She went off.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, what are you yelling at a mentally ill person?
I mean,
yeah, you're right. She's in the wrong.
Come on, Adam. What kind of take is this?
He's probably mentally disabled.
He's not just a horny weird motherfucker beating off on the train.
Yeah, but he's also mentally ill.
Not as I guess.
Adam,
I
mean,
you heard it here.
I'm not saying he's
Adam
in the
is
right.
pro beating off in front
I'm
of
not
women.
I'm saying he's in the right.
You heard it here first, folks.
And listen, I admire his confidence.
One time I was in the park in Baltimore. I was riding my bike and there was like some hot women or whatever. And I was, you know, not speaking to them. I started jacking off. And then prisoners came to like clean up
that
the
was a real twist.
To clean up the park.
Yeah. Work release.
And these motherfuckers were hollering at these women. It's like, you're in jail. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, let them. Fuck
like,
that shit,
he was
dude.
Like, he was like,
have they take them out to do slave labor? Let them yell at fucking
And
people.
He was like, we'll be out soon. That was his thing. He was like, I'll be out soon, Ma. And it's like, you're trying to set up a date.
Yeah.
Respect to those prisoners.
Well, tell you what, folks. We are done.
Oh, are we?
We're out of time.
Nice.
Yeah. You got a show you got to go to. You got to go back to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Damn. In and out.
I got to go assemble my vacuum and do some... Maybe suck on some black tits. It's just so funny to imagine him.
I know, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious. Louis Katz used to suck black titties, black pregnant titties.
Yeah,
so tweet at him, guys. Ask him about that.
He's
just going to get a wave of people. He hasn't talked about it in years. Just a wave of people this weekend are going to be like, I heard you suck black titties, Louis.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, so also, if you have titty milk, we would like to drink it.
Yeah, I'd like to try it.
Do we have anything to plug?
We got Funny Moms on the 23rd.
Yeah.
Yes, 23rd.
Mateo and Tim.
Yeah.
If they show up.
I gotta book some more road shit.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do Umar's show.
You should.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
What day?
I don't know.
I'm about to go down there.
I'll message
When are you going down?
What are you doing?
Dosh is going to the Maryland Film Festival. I told her I'd go.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. When is that?
When?
Yeah, I'll come.
Yeah.
I would love to come.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we do a fucking live show in Baltimore.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Let's book that. Make a little Skrilla.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, our Boston show. The tickets are available now. It's September 2nd.
Are we announcing it?
It's September 2nd.
Okay.
Nice.
So, your titty just came out. Everyone just saw your titty. Dasha.
Oh man, I
your
missed
titty
it.
Came out.
What?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I guess maybe not everyone, but just me.
Yesterday at the Mets game, Dodge is like, am I supposed to flash my tits every time they hit a home run?
Damn. Well, let's end it. I'm in a bad mood. I missed a titty. So.
Wait, what time? I see them all the time. They're nice. What time? What day is?
Who cares? We'll figure it out.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Can I plug
my personal Twitter?
Absolutely not.
Hurry up, quick, before he's pressing
Backpack
the button.
Backpack Fan Club.
Yeah.
It's very underwhelming.
Backpack
but,
Fan. Is that in reference to our backpack? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. Do you have the gayest kid alive or whatever?
The gayest kid alive. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.